Imagine trying to meditate, to focus on your breathing, while someone is kicking the door down. Is it possible to live a happy and calm life when we're facing a crisis in our lives? Welcome to Mindfulness for Beginners. In 1994, during the presidential election campaign, Nelson Mandela got on a tiny propeller plane with his biographer to fly to Natal to give a speech. When the plane was 20 minutes from landing, one of its engines failed. Some people in the plane began to panic. The only thing that calmed them was looking at Mandela, who quietly read his newspaper as if he were a commuter on a morning train to the office. The airport prepared for an emergency landing, and the pilot managed to land the plane safely. When they got in the back seat of his car that would take them to the rally, Mandela turned to his biographer and said, "Man, I was terrified up there." We're not all blessed with the indefatigability, the steadfastness and the calm of Nelson Mandela, but we all have to go through periods of crisis. We can suffer from poor health, it can be insecurity in our job, the end of a relationship. Sometimes all the pillars are shaking at the same time. We can feel like we're losing control and have nothing to hold on to. These times can feel hugely overwhelming and we can become swept away by our anxiety. If you close your eyes now and imagine a crisis that you're facing or faced recently, where do you see that crisis happening? What's the actual physical location? It might be your desk at work. Or you might picture a loved one in a hospital bed. The chances are you see the crisis as external and happening somewhere else. The insight of mindfulness is that the crisis is also happening within you, and that is where we need to begin to address it. Like Nelson Mandela on the plane, you can view the external crisis as outside of your control and accept the reality of it. Internally, you can choose to focus your awareness. Focusing your awareness regularly in any way will help, on your breathing, on your body, or even on the anxiety that you're experiencing. It's also important not to go into information overload. We live in the information age, and we've got used to having constant updates on everything that's happening. This isn't helpful for our peace, our calm, our mental health. Even if the crisis is important and close to you, avoid the temptation to be constantly plugged into it. In the absence of information, your mind will try and obsess and take you out of the here and now. Notice when it does that and gently bring it back to the present moment. Crises are inevitably periods of change. A key part of reducing the suffering you experience during it is accepting impermanence, which we'll be doing a guided meditation on in a moment. It feels like a cliche to say that change is a part of life, but it's funny how unaccepting our minds are of it. You'll probably be familiar with the five stages of grief: denial, anger, bargaining, depression, and acceptance. But this is easily generalizable to any change in our lives. Looking at the crisis and seeing the impermanent nature of everything within it will help us to let go of our attachment to the status quo. And finally, of course, be kind to yourself. Give yourself permission to not be okay. Accept your reaction to the crisis without judging yourself. We can often feel in these times as if we're not strong enough, we're swept away by what we're feeling, and we're a child pretending to be an adult. But the truth is, everyone is a child pretending to be an adult, even Nelson Mandela. He was calm because he accepted how he was feeling, and you too can say, when you get through the crisis, which you will, "Man, I was terrified up there." So now we're going to do a guided meditation on impermanence. So if you want to take a moment to make yourself comfortable, and we'll begin with three sounds of the bell. Thank you. So firstly, becoming aware of your posture, and I would invite you to imagine that you have a thread attached to the crown of your head, and it's gently pulling you upwards into an upright position, your spine like a stack of coins, your heart raised upwards and outwards, your hands comfortably in your lap. And as you're sitting, just taking a moment to enjoy the stability of your posture. And allow a gentle smile to emerge on your face. And expanding that spotlight of awareness to your entire body, noticing where you feel warm or cold. Noticing where you feel tense or relaxed. Becoming aware of the sensation of the clothes against your skin. And the points of contact between your body and the chair and the floor. Shifting that spotlight of awareness to your thoughts and feelings. And as we go through the guided meditation, just noticing each thought as it arises. And that might be an anxious thought about tomorrow. It could be a happy thought about today. Might be a regretful thought about yesterday. Just sitting with each thought for a moment, allowing it to leave, and gently and without judgment, bringing your attention back to your breath. Finally, focusing your awareness on your breath, noticing that column of air between your nose and your diaphragm. Noticing how the air feels cooler on the way in, warmer on the way out. Breathing in, I know I am breathing in. Breathing out, I know I am breathing out. In, out. Breathing in, I see myself as a cloud. Breathing out, I see the cloud fall as rain. Cloud, rain. Breathing in, I see myself as rain. Breathing out, I see the rain become the river. Rain, river. breathing in. I see myself as a river. Breathing out, I see the river run into the ocean. River, ocean. Breathing in, I see myself as the ocean. Breathing out, I see the ocean rise as vapor to become the cloud. Ocean, cloud. breathing in. I establish myself in the present moment. Breathing out, I realize it is a wonderful moment. Present moment, wonderful moment. And as we reach the end of the guided meditation, just taking a moment to notice any changes in your body, any areas of relaxation, any areas of discomfort that's developed, and taking the opportunity to stretch those. Noticing any changes in your mind, and if you feel a sense of calm or peace, setting the intention to carry that through the rest of your day. Through the interactions you have today. And finally, opening your eyes and returning your awareness to the room that you're in. Just before we finish, a couple of very quick announcements. I've teamed up with Visit Gloucester to produce a mindful walk of the historic Gloucester Docks. If you're in the southwest of England and you want to have a mindful walk around with me talking in your ear, then please do check it out. If you're not in the area, you can have a listen to the Mindful Walk on the YouTube link that I've got in the description, so please have a listen to it and enjoy. The other thing is I've uploaded the stress seminar to the Patreon website. The link is in the description. It would mean a huge amount to me to have you support the podcast and to be able to do this on a more full-time basis. Thank you to everybody who's been supporting the podcast so far. So thanks to Valerie, thanks to Kerry, thanks to Beth, thanks to Max, thanks for your lovely emails, Max. Thanks to Anne, and thanks to Tim, who was the very first person, so thank you, Tim. So it'd mean a lot to me. Have a look. It's very easy to get signed up, and you can get access to the stress seminar, and you can also get access to 4 guided meditations that I have around getting a really good fulfilling night's sleep. And I'm going to be adding more content to that over the next few weeks. And may you be happy. may be peaceful, and may you see yourself through the eyes of understanding and compassion. Slán a bhfuil, and I'll see you next time.